Let's go now to clip number 12, because this woman, I think, absolutely gets it and is approaching the situation with the appropriate approbation, anger, fury, righteous indignation, and damn near panic level extremity, because this is happening very, very soon. And I genuinely think this Section 224 could very well be the death knell of our civilization, since not because it will be the stake driven into our heart, but if it passes, it's the equivalent of creating the stake, lining it up with your heart, and waiting for the hammer blow to fall. Let's watch.
I'm really sick of sticking my neck on the line to sound the alarm for you guys, just for you to hop in the comments and be like, you're fear-mongering, but I'm going to try this one more time, and I'm never doing this again, so you better listen to me and listen to me good. We need to rip Donald Trump, his entire administration, all of AIPAC and Israel out of the United States of America, root and stem right now. We don't have another moment to waste. We don't get to go back and forth. There is no more debating. The lines have been drawn. It needs to happen right now, immediately. Everything that has happened in the past year has been leading up to this very moment, and they are in the final stages of executing their overall plan. In the coming days, Congress is going to be voting on legislation that would merge the United States military with the Israeli military. And why the fuck would they do that? Buckle your tits up, because I'm going to tell you. It's because United States servicemen are not going to commit a genocide against American women and children on American soil, but the IDF will. You guys keep thinking the war crimes in Lebanon or the genocide in Palestine are isolated events funded by your tax dollars, that's why your life is so expensive. That is a preview of what they intend on doing to you. They have already consolidated all of the power to the executive branch. Out of the 1,200 directives listed in Project 25, over 1,000 have been implemented. Everything that they've said they're going to do thus far, they have done. ICE is more funded than the Marine Corps, and they are actively deployed to a useless war that we got into with Iran on behalf of Israel, that Donald Trump said, yeah, we went to war with Iran because of Israel. Israel is calling the shots here, and you think that they want to merge the militaries for what? To take over the Middle East? They're expanding ICE detention centers at an alarming rate. They are trying to put two in every single state with a maximum holding capacity of 10,000 people, but never to exceed a stay of 60 days. Do you guys understand that they are putting incinerators in there? The Department of Justice is trying to bring back death by firing squad, and now they have new manifestos outside of Project 25, Project Esther, Project 26, which detail how they intend on eradicating the United States of America of 100 million citizens. That is one third of the population. That means that if you do not act now and you stay here, you have a 33.333% chance of it being you and your kids in a fucking incinerator at an ICE detention center, or dying by a firing squad. Donald Trump is the one who handed us the fuck over on a silver platter. I voted for him because he's a good businessman, and he treated the United States like a business, one that was going out of business, that needed to be liquidated, and he chopped that shit off, and he sold it off for all his fucking profit, and now every last member of his fucking family is plotting their fucking escape. They're moving to fucking Argentina. They're buying islands in fucking Albania. They're building billion-dollar bunkers in fucking Hawaii. All of the fucking signs are there. They're jumping ship because they got out of the United States what they fucking wanted, and now they do not care what happens to you. Larry Fink, king of fucking Zionist and owner of BlackRock, went on national fucking television. Do you know what BlackRock owns? Your fucking mortgages, your savings account, every bank you bank with, your Roth IRA, your 401k. And when they said, well, we ran out of tax dollars to spend on developing the infrastructure to maintain the AI surveillance centers, so we're going to use your savings accounts and your retirement funds to build that shit, so we have the technology and ease we need to hunt you down and put you in detention centers. Your tax dollars built the detention centers, and your retirement is building the AI surveillance software they need to hunt you the fuck down. Say I'm being dramatic, but the IDF is already here on American soil collecting a paycheck working for ICE. We have confirmation that IDF soldiers were in Chicago, Illinois when ICE was doing its operations. We have confirmation that IDF soldiers are presently working in Delaney, New Jersey. Former ICE agents have already confirmed that they were trained by IDF soldiers on how to use AI surveillance to hunt down specific immigrant target. They are already here and they have every tool they need to genocide you. They wrote a manifesto about how they intend on doing it, and in the coming days they are voting to bring the people over to do it. We do not have the luxury to disagree about politics. We do not have the luxury to be Democrats or Republicans. The threat to American soil is presently operating on American soil, getting paid by your tax dollars and your retirement funds. You are not planning your rebellion, then you need to be planning your departure. It is fight or flight, and not another moment can be spent arguing about this. We have to rip Donald Trump, his entire administration, AIPAC, and all of Israel out of the United States of America, root and stem, because when they are done here, they will come for the world.
Yeah, I think she's right. I think she's right. And it sucks because Donald Trump was the one dude that was equipped to free America from these foreign interventions, and instead he has gone all in on them, and he has sold out America. He's liquidated us.